This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenye adzirikitika mzimbabwe. Tirikute penyura tiripa mzindawe Voice of America urumu Washington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba ze Zimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare pa Studio 7 Manera nasi uri musuwe svondo chikunguru 17 2016. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 13860 ni 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisa kutinzwa pa internet pa website yedu inoti www.viewishona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vamwe vashandi vehurumende vonyunyuta zvikuru nedano rehurumende rekusavazivisa nezvemazuva avo ekutambira mihoro yachikunguru. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vatenda ibiti vanoti vanoshoropodza kunonoka kwehurumende kubatanidza bumbiro remitemo. Ii ndiyo mimwe emisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Ino iStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika. Vamwe vashandi vehurumende vanoti vari kunyunyuta zvikuru nedano rehurumende rekusavazivisa nezvemazuva avo avachatambira mihoro yachikunguru. Mutungamiri wePTUZ vatakawafira Zhou vanoti vakakatya madzwa chishanu chapfuura apo zuva rakapera vasina kunzwa kubva kuhurumende iyo yakanga yavavimbisa kuti ichavapa mazuva emihoro yavo paipera svondo rapera. Hurumende inonzi yakakundikanawo kutambirisa mauto aya anositangira vamwe vashandi vehurumende vese kutambira. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaZhou pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Ndozvatinogara tichitaura kuti isu sevashandi vehurumende tinoda hurumende inomira pachokwadi. Kana tikange tataurana kuti musi weFriday muchazotizivisa mazuva anotambira varayiridzi navamwe vashandi vehurumende, tinotifunga kuti zviite izvozvo. Manje hurumende yedu nevamiriri vanouya kumanegotiation nemaworkers vanonyepa. Zvinenge zviri nani kuti vati hatizivi, pane kuti vanenge vachipromisa zvinhu zvinozongosvika tozongoona kuti mashangura pata. Hatidi kufambira dhongi rakafa.
Saka mune matanho hamuchatora here kana kuti muchamirira iro svondo ratavhura iri kuti muone kuti zvichabuda sei?
Tikasvika musi womuvhuro tisina kuwana mhinduro yatinenge tawana, tinongoendawo kumamembers edu toti mashoko aya atatakakuudzai anenge asiri yechokwadi, chitiudzai zvokuita. Asi tinongoyambira hurumende zvekare kuti isu tinongofunga kuti varayiridzi zvikuru namamwe masihuzenzi vangotambira mari dzaJulai muna Julai. Julai yakapera, mari yaJulai isina kuuya, tinongoita zvatakaita kuti musi waHanogasi tenge tichienda kuindustrial action.
Mutungamiri weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vatakawafira Zhou vari parunare kumasvingo neStudio 7. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party kana kuti PDP vatenda ibiti vanoti vari kushoropodza mabatiro ari kuitwa nyaya dzebumbiro remitemo nehurumende pamwe nedare reparamende. Izvo zvinotevera kwavanoti kudhonzwa kwemakumbo negurukota rezvemitemo pakubatanidzwa kwemitemo iri mubumbiro rakare neidzva sezviri mubumbiro idzva. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navabiti.
Ndiri kurwadziwa nekushurungudzwa kuri kuita Pastor Ivan Mawarire. Ndiri kurwadziwa nekusungwa kuri kuitwa vana vakaita sana Linda Masarira nana Promisi Mukwananzi, nekuti bumbiro remitemo redu rinotaura kuti munhu wese ane kodzero yekuratidzira nekupa petition. Handina pandakambonzwa Pastor Ivan vachiti tuda kubvisa hurumende zvisiri pamutemo. So kudzvinyirira vanhu, zvimutemo zvavari kusenzesa izvizvi ndo zvimutemo zvaitongerwa makomrades munguva yehondo vana Morton Malianga nevamwe munguva yehondo. But ndiri kufarawo nekuti vanhu vajamuka, vanhu vachada, vanhu vazhinji havana kuenda kumabasa musi wa 6 July. So I want to say kumazimbabweans kuti ngatirambei takashinga tisingabwaire kusvika tasvika kuNew Zimbabwe kune change, kune mabasa, kune zvinhu mumastoro zvinotengeka, kune dzimba dzakanaka, kwete kuti 36 years after independence vanhu vachiri kushaya mabasa, vanhu vane nhamo yakazara iri muZimbabwe yatinongoona.
Ko nyaya yekuti hurumende pamwe nematare eparamende vari kunonokawo kugadzirisa mitemo inoitawo kuti vana veZimbabwe vanga vachisununguka yatingati harmonization, munoti ionazvo?
ZANU-PF haina kumboita interest neconstitution, yakatongomanikizwa, so haisi interested neconstitution. Hakuna mitemo yati harmonizedwa chekutanga. Chechipiri, kune zvinhu zvakakosha zviri mubumbiro remutemo iri zvasati zvaona. Ndoda kukupai zvishomanene zvacho. Chinonyanyondirwadza ini inyaya yedevolution iri muchapter 14 yebumbiro remutemo. Vanhu vemuZimbabwe vakatoda devolution. Kunofanira kuita maprovincial councillors, kunofanira kuita maelected provincial governors or premier. ZANU yanga isingati devolution, rangozvisiya izvozvo zvakandodaro. Kunezve zvakare chimwe chibhodhi chaifanira kuti chinge chavepo. Bhodhi iri ndere National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. ZANU was not interested in each body. Imi ndiroziva zvemari zveupfumi pasection 258-259. Kunofanira kunge kune mutemo unotongera government kuti haifani kungokwereta kwereta. Inofanira kupiwa threshold neparliament. But vana chinamasa vada kukwereta mari dzinopfuura billion kuna African Import Export Bank, chimutemo ichocho hachiko. Kune musection 210 mutemo unofanira kuti upaswe nehurumende wekuti izvo paive nebhodhi orodare rinoongorora udzvanyiriri hwemacio or mapurisa inonzi complaints bhodhi, nekuti havasi interested nechibhodhi ichi hakunaba. Mukatarisazve kuland pachapter 16 kunofanira kunge kuine bhodhi inonzi land commission ichazoita maaudit ekuona kuti nhapwa dzine mafarm akawanda ndedzanani, havasi kuda chimutemo ichi. So in short, zvandirikuedza kutaura ndezvekuti ZANU-PF iri kuuraya constitution yedu nedisuse.
Saka zvii zvamuri kuita kuti mitemo iyoyi ibatanidzwe?
You know, mukoma, paifana kuti pange paine maNGO anopusha nyaya iyi. And it's regrettable kuti bato ratakafomera National Constitutional Assembly, ratakafomera nyaya dzeconstitution harisiko kwaane political party. It's regrettable kuti NGO yatakafoma iyoyo, the civic movement yatakafoma hakusina. Saka paitoda another NGO inoita basa rekurwisa nyaya dzebumbiro remutemo iyi. Then number two, maparlamentarians pachezvavo vanofanira kupushawo kuti paitwe harmonization iyoyi. It's regrettable kuti parliament yakazara ZANU-PF, so hapana kupusha kubumbiro kwazviri kuita. Chechitatu, Minister of Justice ndiye anofanira kunge achipusha nyaya yeharmonization because constitution iri pasi paMinister of Justice. But sezvamunozivawo Minister of Justice atinayewo ari concerned nezvimwewo zvokuda kuti atonge nyika, kwete kuzvokuti aite basa rake. So tabva tangoshaya ipapo.
Avanga vari mutungamiri wePDP vatendai biti vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvino tokuendesai kuna Blessing Zulu uko anotipa chirongwa chezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo.
Tinokutambira nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Nasi taita rombo rakanaka tatsikwa namukoma Promise Mukwananzi, vanova mutauriri wesangano revechidiki rinozikanwa nekuti Tajamuka. Tinokutambira nemufaro pano paStudio 7, mukoma Promise.
Notenda.
Mukoma Promise, ngatitange nekuti chii chaizvo chinonzi Tajamuka?
Tajamuka iboka revanhu vemuZimbabwe nezvine zvematongero enyika rinozvimirira roga, richironga vanhu kuti varatidzire kusafara kwavo nezviri kuitika munyika murunyararo uye zviri pamutemo, zvinotsikirwa zvikuru nebumbiro remutemo wedu wenyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndo handingati muchidimbu joe inozita jamuka yoyo.
Asika tirikunzwa kubva kumamwe makurukota ehurumende achiti vanhu vakaita sevari mutajamuka umu vari kushandiswa nehurumende dzekunze vachitauraiwo kuti America neFrance zviri kufamba sei chokwadi here ichi?
Dzinenhema ende dzine enhema dzinosvodesa nechikonzero chekuti munhu anotaura izvozvo anenge achifunga kuti vanhu veZimbabwe havana pfungwa, havazive zvavanoda munyika mavo, vanomirira kuti vaudzwe nemumwe munhu kubva kunze. Iyeye munhu ari kutaura izvozvo ndiye munhu asina kana remekedzo nevanhu veZimbabwe. Vana veZimbabwe vanoziva Zimbabwe yava vanoda, havatotsvaki umwe munhu kana kutsvaka rubetsero kune umwe munhu. Zvese zviri kuitwa nemacitizens eZimbabwe akazvimirira achizviitira, nyange mapolitical parties akatombomirai zviitwe nemacitizens enyika.
Zvii chaizvo zvichemo zvenyu?
Zvichemo zvedu zvakati wandei. Chekutanga ndechekuti isisu mukuru wenyika ngaambosvudurukwa, papinde vamwe vanozobetsera kuti nyika idzokere pamutemo waangagara uri. Vanhu vaitewo vakwanise kusarudza maleaders avanoda vachishandisa mutemo wesarudzo wakajeka, uri pachena, wekuti anenge akundawo hapaiti kwikidzano dzekuti aiwa akunda nekubirira kana nekutyora mitemo. Uye tiri kuda isisu kuti nyaya yekuti mapurisa anofamba achikonzeresa mhirizhonga achirova vanhu inofanira kupera. Maroad blocks akawanda munyika asina kana tsarukano ngaambomiswa, vanhu vafambewo zvakanaka murunyararo nezvimwe zvichemo zvakadaro zvinosanganisira izvozvo.
Asika vamwe vari kuti vamugabe vakangoerekana vabva panogona kuita zhowezhowe zvakare.
Zhowezhowei hapana zhowezhowe inoita, panotoita zvinhu, panotoita mufambira mberi ndava nyika inenge yakukwanisa kuti igadziriswe idzokere kumutemo zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka.
Saka kuri kuti vasiya nhasi ndiani anenge vamunenge muchida kuti anga achitora masimba? Zvinenge zvichifamba sei nyika kuti ifambire mberi?
Izvo zvinenge zvava kumacitizens. Zvinhu zvatiri kutaura zviri kutaugwa neni kana ndine umwe munhu. Tajamuka inongova platform iri kushandiswa nemacitizens kutaura zvavari kuda. Kana mukuru uyo atingaasuduruka, ivo vanhu pachezvavo vanoziva kuti nyika yavo inofanira kuenda mberi sei. Mutungamiriri wavanoda neutungamiriri wavanenge vachida hunenge huchibuda takatarisana nemamiriro anenge akaita zvinguva iyoyo.
Tichitarisa iwo masangano ese aripo aya, vana Tajamuka, vana hashtag this flag, vana Occupy Africa Unity Square, muri kunyatsoshanda mese zvakanaka here?
Zvakanakisa. Mukanzwa munhu anichitaura kuti this flag kana kuti Tajamuka zviri kunyatsofambidzana zvakanaka, aiwa anenge achireva nhema. Maboka iwawo ari kufambidzana zvakanaka. Saka tiri kushanda zvakanaka tose chose nana Occupy Africa, tanga tiri tese paAfrica Unity Square. Zvese zvavanenge vachiita tinenge tiri pamwe chete.
Tochitarisawo nyaya yekuti imi makamboendeswa mutirongo, zvanga zvichifamba sei? Zvii zvamakaonawo?
Kujeri takaenda zvei, ndo zvinoitika kana muchitaura chokwadi munombopota muchiendeswa kujeri. Takaenda asi hapana zvizhinji zvakasandura, zvakatotisimbidza ndava isisu zvatiri kutaura tioda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Zvekuenda kujeri ndezvimwewo izvo, ndobatambudzwa munosangana nawo kana makamira pachokwadi. Asi chinangwa chedu chakakosha ndechekuti vanhu vafokase pakutigadzirisa matambudziko atakatarisana nawo.
Ko, imo mujeri macho makamira sei? Mune chikafu here? Vanhu vari kugarawo sei?
Mujeri hamuna kumira zvakanaka mukoma. Vanhu vanenge vachidya zvingwa zvinenge zvakatsikwa nemagadhi jere murori vachishungurudzika imomo nezvakasiyana-siyana zvinoitika imomo.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vamukwananzi nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Avo vanga vari mutauriri wesangano reTajamuka, mukoma Promise Mukwananzi, vachitaura muchirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitwa pamwe nezvinosangana nevechidiki muupenyu hwavo. Aiwa hama wadiwa, nhambetambe inoregwa ichanaka, nekudaro ngaisiye matambo. Anokoneka ine mufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Jonga Kandemiri.
Aiwa, semazuva ose tinotenda zvikuru Blessing nechirongwa chako. Munhau dzemitambo, mukuru wechikwata cheZimbabwe chiri kugadzirira kuenda kumakwikwi eRio 2016 Olympics kuBrazil, vaTitus Zomuya, vanoti vari kufadzwa nekuti hapana mutambi atada kubuda muchikwata ichi achitya chirwere cheZika virus, icho chinonzi chakabata dzimwe nzvimbo kuBrazil. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yavaita naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Takangonzwa nezvechirwere cheZika ichi, chinove chirwere chakanga chamboita kuti vanhu vakawanda vave nepfungwa dzekuti pamwe maolympics angashandurwe kwaachaitirwa kana kuti dzimwe nguva achakwanisa kuti asebedze kuenda mberi nokuti changa chiri chirwere changa chambounza kuti vanhu vange vane shushikana yakawanda.
Muri kubata sei dambudziko iro reZika virus kune vatambi venyu vari kubva kuZimbabwe?
Isusu seZimbabwe Olympic Committee takabva tamhanya mhanya chaizvo kuti tikwanise nekukasika kuisa chiremba akamirira timu yese yeZimbabwe, uyo anonge achikwanisa kunge achitipa nzero pane zvinhu zvinoenderana nechirwere ichi. Takaisa Dr. Austin Jeans, anove munhu anozivikanwa chaizvo sachiremba muno muZimbabwe, uyezve takashata nebazi reMinister of Health and Child Care, roebazi rezveutano nekukura kwevana muno muZimbabwe, uyezve tinogara tiri vanhu vanopuwa information neWorld Health Organization nemamiriro akaita chirwere ichi pasi pose, uyezve iko kuRio kwatiri kuenda kuBrazil. Zvataiita masvondo apfuura yese nekati mwedzi apfuura yese ndezvekuti Dr. Austin Jeans, anove chiremba vedu wetimu yedu, aipa information kumanagement yemaassociations edu ese kuti information iyeyo igokwanisa kuenda kumaathletes.
Vataita zvomuya veZimbabwe Olympics Committee vari parunhare muHarare naMaflas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Iye zvino tokupai kambo tushiri kubva kuna Toki Vibes. Kambo tushiri kubva kuna Toki Vibes tava tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu. Sezvirongwa yedu yapera rikaitimbotarisa musoro nhau zvakare. Vamwe vashandi vehurumende vanotsutsumwa zvikuru nedanho rehurumende rekusavazivisa nezvemazuva avo ekutambira mihoro yachikunguru. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePDP Vatendai Biti vanoti vanoshoropodza kunonoka kwehurumende kubatanidza bumbiro remitemo. Avashika kumagumo kwechirongwa, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiya mina Marvelous Muhlanganya uye achikupa inhau murimi rwechirungu.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July 17th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening, live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. Amongst our top stories this evening,
we are angry and apprehensive that business closed without any announcement from the employer as to when the civil servants will be getting their pay.
The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe cries foul over failure by government to announce civil servants' pay dates for July.
I think the wheels have come off. The wheels have come off completely. ZANU has failed and failed dismally. They failed to deliver on the economy. They failed even to pay basic wages to civil servants.
The leader of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Tendai Biti, blames government for the continued decline of the economy.
Prostate cancer is a cancer of males because the prostate gland is in males. The prostate cancer also occurs in people who are relatively old, from 50 years onwards. It doesn't mean it can't happen earlier.
Health experts urge men over 50 to go for prostate cancer screening early to avoid complications later.
What we did as the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee was to make sure that we put in place chief medical officer who is a qualified medical person, Dr. Austin Jeans, and we have also been liaising very, very closely with the Minister of Health and Childcare, as well as receiving updates from both the Rio Organizing Committee and the World Health Organization.
The Zimbabwe Olympic Committee says all its athletes have been receiving extensive awareness campaigns on the Zika virus to ensure their safety while in Rio in Brazil. And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe cries foul over failure by government to announce civil servants' pay dates for July. President of PTUZ, Takava Firajou, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri more on the issue.
We are angry and apprehensive that business closed without any announcement from the employer as to when the civil servants will be getting their pay. This is nauseating. This is arrogance of its worth. And when government officials have promised that they would honor up or announce by a particular date the pay date, we expect them to be responsible enough and announce the pay date, because these pay dates are important in terms of informing civil servants and assuring that they plan appropriately so how to spend their little paltry salary to the next day. But without that guidance or without knowing when they'll get their next pay day, I think it creates a lot of anxiety. It also creates a lot of despondence, a lot of confusion, and a lot of suffering also, because we're not able to plan properly our lives. We can only live a life of guesswork, and we don't expect this in an independent country 36 years after independence.
Are you going to take any action against this development?
Yes, if we get up to Monday without any announcement from the government, we simply go back to our members. We're in the member-driven constituency, and we'll go back to our members. And what we get from our members is very clear, that when they worked in July, they expect to be paid in July. They don't expect to be paid in August for July's salary. And it will be unfortunate that if government officials wanted to urinate upon the civil servants, the civil servants will simply go on industrial action. They will simply be incapacitated, and they will not be able to report to work with effect from 1 August this year, because they expect to get the July salary in July. And we cannot continue to accept a situation of abnormality or to normalize abnormality where government cannot pay civil servants by the end of the month.
That was the president of PTUZ, Takava Firajou, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. The The leader of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Tendai Biti, blames government for the continued decline of the economy. Efforts to get comment from the government were fruitless. Biti speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
I think the wheels have come off. The wheels have come off completely. ZANU has failed and failed dismally. They failed to deliver on the economy. They failed even to pay basic wages to civil servants. July salaries will not be paid on time. There's no cash in the banks, and there is no mealie meal. Food has to be imported. They are passing fascist laws like Statutory Instrument 64 of 2016, where they are preventing ordinary Zimbabweans from going to import and feed their families. So the bottom line is that this government should resign and the National Transitional Authority takes place. But I'm very disappointed with the persecution of innocent Zimbabweans, including Pastor Ivan Mawarire, Linda Masarira, Promise Nkwananzi, and others. I'm very sad to note that they've brought charges of subversion and treason against Pastor Ivan Mawarire. I, in the past, have faced treason charges in 2008. Morgan Tsvangirai has, in the past, faced treason charges in 2004. So everyone who dares to speak out against this regime must face treason charges. That's not democracy. That's fascism. So I don't accept happening. This government, this fascist government, should let go and release Linda Masarira and others now, and should respect the right of people to demonstrate. But I want to say to Zimbabweans, now we are learning our lesson that we cannot outsource our struggle to a political party or an individual. Let us all be actors in this struggle. There is no Moses who is going to come from Canaan. As I said the other day, Moses is only found in the books of Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. So we, all of us, have to be our own Moses. And I'm very glad that the people of Zimbabwe are rising.
That was the leader of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, Tendai Biti, speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Health experts are urging men over 50 to go for prostate cancer screening early to avoid complications later.
My name is Dr. Joshua Sibanda. I'm a specialist physician and a gastroenterologist. I specialize in the intestines and the liver and diseases of the liver. Prostate cancer is a cancer of males because the prostate gland is in males. The prostate cancer also occurs in people who are relatively old, from 50 years onwards. It doesn't mean it can't happen earlier, but it's commonly when the prostate gland ages, it eventually develops some cancerous cells. Initially, it grows without cancer, which we call prostatic hypertrophy. And it increases the size of the prostate gland as a person ages. It increases to such an extent that it eventually presses on the urine pipe and blocks it so that a person cannot pass urine even if they have a full bladder. Those are the early signs of a prostate gland that has actually started enlarging that would need to be evaluated to exclude cancer. So those patients need to be evaluated and then managed if they've got prostate cancer. If they've got prostate cancer already and they're presenting with prostate cancer, usually they will present with a very enlarged prostate, which when a doctor examines, you would find the features of prostate cancer that include a very hard prostate that is nodular when the doctor examines. And there are certain tests that we do that help us to have an idea that person has got cells that are developing cancer that the doctors take from the blood. That include tests like prostatic specific antigen. They help screen for cancer and heighten the doctor's awareness that he should intervene. If the cancer has already established itself and is still within the gland, there is a possibility of cure again where a person gets the operation to remove that gland. But if the cancer has already spread, there are means to palliate the patient. That is to say, to just treat the patient to live longer despite the cancer being there.
That was Dr. Joshua Sibanda in South Africa.
You're listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metom Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. And today, it's a special kind of day. I have two young Zimbabweans on the line with me. First person with me today is Yeukai Mudzi, and she's an international development professional based here in Washington, D.C. And I also have Tinashe Mukogo on the line in Kenya, but he's a professional currently pursuing his MBA in France. Yeukai and Tinashe, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
And I'll start off with you, Yeukai, ladies first, and, you know, you're local. So, Yeukai, give us a little bit, just a quick background about yourself.
Sounds good. Well, yes, I'm based in Washington, D.C. I'm doing strategic advisory work here for an international development organization. And I was born and bred in Zimbabwe. And I've traveled a bit, but, you know, I have a passion for my country. And, you know, my name is actually... It was my father wanted my name to be Yeukai Jemuhondo, so, and my mom, of course, pushed and asked it to be shortened just to Yeukai. So I've got a passion for Zimbabwe in terms of just remembering what was fought for and what really we want for governance. So it's interesting to me to observe what's going on now and stop and, you know, ask myself, what's my responsibility at this point?
Thanks, Yeukai. And Tinashe, give us a little bit about yourself.
Well, so I've also been born and bred in Zimbabwe, and after high school, I actually stayed and worked for Deloitte for about 9 years. And I think seeing the whole evolution of Zimbabwe through that period from hyperinflation to dollarization to a seemingly a period of growth to sort of like a recession again, I think those highs and lows kind of helped just ignited my passion for Zimbabwe and I guess Africa overall. So I thought that in order to make an impact, one of the things I needed to do was to spend some time studying abroad and then hopefully come back to Africa and Zimbabwe later on as well to then try to contribute. So essentially my passion is trying to find ways to build Zimbabwe and also build the rest of Africa as well, because I feel that a lot of the problems that we have are very comparable across the continent.
Now let's talk about what's happening in Zimbabwe. Yeukai, tell me how you perceive these movements as a young Zimbabwean.
I mean, we grew up knowing that you don't speak out about things that you see as being wrong, perhaps at a governmental level. That was just not something you did. So observing now, you know, and, you know, you have people having conversations where they complain, but they complain in secret. But getting to a point where people are standing up and saying, you know, this is not just about politics. This is about people's livelihoods. And so as I observe that, it's very encouraging to see people coming together and saying enough is enough and saying we, at this point, we can't keep silent. We can't keep living in fear. And just stopping and saying, what are we doing for the next generation? The previous generation pushed for us to have political independence. But the type of political independence they fought for and the type of governance we're seeing today doesn't align with, you know, what was fought for. So seeing people just standing up and saying, you know, let's rethink and say, where should our country be? It's very encouraging. So it makes me happy and stop and think, what is my role?
Tinashe, if you can chime in there.
I think what's really been inspiring and where I think young people play a role is that historically we've kind of looked to the political elites or those who are much older to effect change in our country. But then what's happening now is it's no longer necessarily people who are, you know, 40, 50 years older than us who are bringing the change. It's literally the citizens, the young people, the people who are on the ground and are getting impacted by the challenges that are there, who are now pushing for the agenda for national development. So I think young people have a massive role because, for most African countries, the median age is about 22 years of age. And so basically most of the people in all of these countries and in Zimbabwe are young people.
One of the things that I've been really thinking about through what's been going on these past couple of weeks, is the role of the diaspora. How can we really assist with some of these movements for those who want to?
So, for one, I mean, I'm looking at how these movements have started, and it's been social media. It's been technology. The times are different. We're not in a time where it's just newspapers or things like that. There's that idea of you can leverage another platform. So, for example, for us, I mean, I can't say everyone, but for me as a diaspora person, I stopped, and what both Tinashe and I kind of stopped with this project that we're doing called Reconstitute, and we stopped and we thought, how can we contribute? How can we leverage technology to somehow encourage what's going on at home and also stand up and add our voices? And we thought the Constitution is a powerful tool for citizens to hold the government accountable. And we thought, wait, we don't know the Constitution.
That was Yeokai Mudzi and Tinashe Mukogo, both founders of Reconstitute Project, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Make sure you join us next week as we continue our discussion with Yeokai and Tinashe as they talk more about their project, Reconstitute Project.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. And in sports news, we hear from the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee on how they're handling the Zika virus threat, which has seen other athletes from other countries pulling out of the Rio 26 Olympics in Brazil.
My name is Titus Itai Sobuya, and I am the chef de mission for Team Zimbabwe, Rio 2016 Olympics, where I will be the head of delegation and in charge of the whole team that will be representing Zimbabwe at the Rio Olympics in 2016. Not from an athlete point of view, but I'm sure you will appreciate that this was an area that received much attention globally. What we did as the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee was to make sure that we put in place the chief medical officer, who is a qualified medical person, Dr. Austin Jeans, and we have also been liaising very, very closely with the Minister of Health and Child Care, as well as receiving updates from both the Rio Organizing Committee and the World Health Organization in terms of how we can arrest this situation. Yes, at some point it was an area that gave us quite some anxieties, but I must say, I'm happy to say, given what we have done and what we have received, I'm sure the Rio have done quite a lot in terms of making sure that this particular area is attended to. We also have put in place measures through the Minister of Health and Child Care and our Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Austin Jeans, coming up with an education program for all our athletes and officials. And on a weekly basis, we have been meeting with the management team from all the affected associations to make sure that they receive an update in terms of how we can particular area. But I must say, it's an area that at some point did give us some anxieties, obviously, given the fact that we are an athlete-centered organization, and the welfare of the athletes is very, very paramount. As of now, I'm happy to report that we do not have an athlete who has withdrawn because of the Zika virus, because I'm happy to say that we are actually on top of the situation as far as this virus is concerned, as the Team Zimbabwe is also concerned. We will also put in place measures to make sure that there is a medical kit available as they leave Zimbabwe, all the athletes and officials, and also a pamphlet to educate and address certain questions and make sure that the information is readily available to all our athletes as well as all our officials.
That was Titus Jomuya, leader of Team Zimbabwe to the Rio 2016 Olympics. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July the 17th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.
Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 17 kuNtulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Women of Zimbabwe Arise ithi lanxa isola udlakela lwamapholisa obeluqondiswe kwabatshengiselayo kunsokwana ezedluleyo, iyaxwayisa njalo abantu ukuthi bengaphindiseli udlakela lolu emapholiseni ngoba engathola izizathu zokuqhubeka ebahlukuluza. Siza kuzwa imbono etshiyeneyo evela kubasekeli bebandla le-MDCT kanye labebandla le-ZANU-PF ngokutshengisela okwenzakala elizweni. Ukweziphathelane labatsha, silomnumzana Fidelis Chima wenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi e-Wange Residence Association osixoxela ngokwenzakala kulindawo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu e-Women of Zimbabwe Arise, iWOZA, ithi lanxa isola udlakela lwamapholisa obeluqondiswe kwabatshengiselayo kunsokwana ezedluleyo, iyaxwayisa njalo abantu ukuthi bengaphindiseli udlakela lolu emapholiseni ngoba amapholisa engathola izizathu zokuqhubeka ebahlukuluza. Isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso uNkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu uqala ngokusichasisela ngokuqakatheka kokutshengisela obekusenzakala kunsokwana ezedluleyo iningi lisola isimo somnotho welizwe lokunye okunenginengi.
Ya, imizamo yona nxa kuleduko ekhaya elizweni kumele abantu bazame imizamo yonke ngendlela zokuthi itshengisela zingokuthula. Ngoba singakhangela vele nxa sikhangela sokho singathi ngama-strategies e non-violence. Singaba le 98 methods. So i-stay away ngeyinye ezindlela kumbe i-shutdown ngenye ezindlela elingayisebenzisa njengesizwe kutshengisela ukukhonona kumbe ungasusekeni. Ziningi izindlela esingazithengisela ngazo. Ngiyathemba nje abantu abayazi iWOZA iyathengisela kakhulu ngokungena emgwaqweni bathengisele. Asibe ukungenisela kulezi ndawo ezingalilanda mkhosana nabantu.
Kambe imizamo le iyanceda ukuthi uhulumende uyalalela yini nxa abantu besenza konke lokho?
Lokhu kube nokutshengisela lokhu le-shutdown le. Amapholisi masidrive emgwaqweni bathethe amapholisi ama-traffic police kawakho. Ongawukuthi thingathi kusebenzile. Abanye ngizobe ngikhuluma ngothona amabhenki i-POG banika $50 kodwa sithi lokhu kubele ukutshengisela sibenike ama-$200. So umehluko okhona uhulumende wethulile. Engathanda ukugcizelela kumaZimbabweans ukuthi khona bengavumi ukusebenza udlakela ngoba nxa ungavunyelwa bengasebenza ukusebenza udlakela kugcina udlakela sokuyiyo oluhamba phambili. Indingeko zabantu okuhlupha abantu ungasazwakali sekukhona kuthiwa abantu amapholisa atshaya abantu ababatshayeleni abantu bebesenzani bebekhalanza ngalafazokani. So asizameni bathandekayo ukuthi khona nxa njengozulu ezimbabwe sitshengisela sisengene ngokuthula phambi kodaba lwethu nalethi ukuthi simanyane ukuthi silwele ezokuhlala kasingathi nama-fundamental basic needs ukuthi sindlise sithole ukuhambisa abantu abathe ezikole sithole okungahluki nje uthathelwa imali imba kumbe ngamapholisa ngoba siyakunanza ukuthi uhulumende akala mali usefuna ukudinga imali kithi thina esivele singalayo efuna ukuthi sibe ngabayanga sokuthi amapholisa fine njanini lo amapholisa thathelani lo zimra thathelani lo asiwale kinyi khona kanjalo inga kuliqhinga indlela ebuya ngokuthula. Asizameni ukuthi singatshaya amapholisa, asizameni ukuthi nxa amapholisa ethaya abanye sibona tshaya abanye bethu sifuna singabantu abazama ukuthi lawo sithi sincedisa abanye bethu ngenxa yokuthi bengatshaya ngokuthi ama-features sitsho sifonele sifole sitshengisela i-Human Rights Commission sizayo kobulawa ngezigaba ngezigaba lapho esikhona nxa kudehlula sifole kuye emapholiseni sisani ngakhompleni kodwa singawatshaya amapholisa.
Lo ngunkosazana Magodo Ngamahlangu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-WOZA sixoxela ekobulawayo. Silokhu sikudaba lunye, ilunga lebandla le-ZANU-PF umnumzana Effort Nkomo uthi lanxa abantu belelungelo lokutshengisela abanye balenjongo yokubhidliza.
Wena masikhangele isisekelo sombuso welizwe siyavumela ukuthi nxa ulensolo ungatshengisela kodwa utshengisele peacefully. Iqiniso ikuthi umumo wenotho elizwe nga umuhle ukuswelakala kwezimali kwenza umuntu engaphatheki nxa ekwazi ukuthi ngisebenzile ekupheleni kwenyanga ngithole ngelanga engilazi. Uhlupho oluba khona nxa kulokutshengisela omunye umuntu uyabe le njongo yakhe enhle kube labanye abayingenelayo bayihijacke igcine ingaseyiyo wena akade ukukhathaza ofuna ukutshengisela ngendlela yakho. So yibo lapho okungenela khona kungase peaceful sebengena bethatha izinto abantu kuyabe sokungenele ukuganga phakathi. Kodwa into yokuqala zama indlela yokukhulumisana njengoba abaphethe izisebenzi besiba nomhlangano nabaphethe ingatsha zabo zama-ministries zabo nezomsebenzi. Bangakhulumisana nxa sebehlulekile kulilungelo labo ukuthi bavumelane ukuthi sesikhulumisene kuyehlula.
Ungathi ibandla leZANU-PF selehlulekile yini ukubusa kumbe ubona ingani lizalungisa?
Hayi, imizamo ikhona abantu bengahlanganisa amakhanda kungalunga. Akulanto ehlula umuntu ukuyilungisa. Kungafika ukuthi umuntu sesehluleka uyasephelelwe ukucabanga kodwa as long as acabanga uyayilungisa into leyo.
Kodwa iningi lithi akuzange kube lobubelo lokhu ilizwe lathatha uzibuse lokhu kusiya kusiba kubi ngamandla.
Hayi, kuvele koku kuba njalo ikakhulu ungathatha umbuso nge-liberation obathatheleyo abasoze bafa babathaba bazazama zonke izinto throw spanners into the works kanti lanxa kathi lo mbono omuhle ugcine ungasabonakali bese besithi hayi njengalaba abantwana abakwa-Israyeli bayesithi hayi bekungcono le lapho kade sikhona kuza lokho esesikubona. Kanti-ke bengahlanganisa amakhanda abantu lalo ophetheyo avume ukucetshiswa ngabanye abantu akulanto ehlulayo emhlabeni.
Lowo ngumnumzana Effort Nkomo, ilunga lebandla leZANU-PF, sixoxelaye ekwabulawayo. Kodwa ukhansila iSolv Ziyagezana Sibanda wedaluka eLupane uthi akuncedi ukutshaya inja kufihlwa umphini ngoba kusobala ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF yilo eselehlulekile.
Hayi, laba bathi bekwenza bakhangele amalungelo abo bafanele bakwenze khona lokho bathengise okungaphakathi kwabo. Kulungile sibili ukuthi bakwenza ngaleyo ndlela ngoba hayi sonke sithwele nzima ngokwenzakalayo.
Bese sizwa njalo uhulumende fesithi abantu laba bazidingela nje imali evela emazweni aphetsheya besenza inhlelo zabo lezi.
Hatshi, lapho bevala ngebhethi labo bevele bezifakela amaphutha abo. Amaphutha akhona lapho kibo, kibo exactly amaphutha akhonapho. Lokhu abakukhulumayo hhayi ukucahla ngomunwe.
Abantu bebetshengisela yini emaphandleni?
Ye, emaphandleni abantu lanxa betshengisela kakukhanyi ngoba kunamuntu obabonayo labathathela izinto zindaba ngabakho. Kodwa-ke bekukhanya ukuthi kakumanga kuhle ngezikolo lapha hhayi angizange kuyofunda kuhle abantu abazange bahambi noma behambile abafikanga abafunda nawo amatitsha abesesaba ukuthi angabonakala phile sekuleyo nto sekafakwa icala.
Lo ngukhansela iSolv Ziyagezana Sibanda wedaluka eLupane ubeyikhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le eLupane. Abosendo lwesikhalanga kweleBhilithani bathi bazahlangana edolobheni leNottingham kulelo lizwe mhlaka 30 kuyona le inyanga emkhosini wokuthakazelela amasiko abo. Omunye wabaqoqe umbuthano lo umnumzana Difa Dube utshele uNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 ukuthi umuntu wonke wemukelekile kulumbuthano kungakhathalekile ukuthi ungumhlobo bani.
Kusho ukuthi kuzabe kuhlangene abantu abantu bosendo lwasesikhalangeni bonke nje kusuka from eKhezi kuze kuyefika koDubude yonke lena indawo yobukalanga. Sizama ukuthi sisondezele abantwana ikakhulukazi abazalelwa lapha kulelizwe abangaziyo lokuthi i-custom yethu thina abantu besikhalangeni injani, lokuthi sidlala midlalo bani njalo lokuthi sidla ukudla okunjani. Sizoba sibukisa ngalelo langa sikhumbuza njalo labantwana sibakhumbuze lokuthi sivela ngapi singobani thina abantu besikhalangeni sithengisa njalo leminyi imhlobo ngoba ayisiko ukuthi kuza kungabantu basesikhalangeni kuphela abamenyiweyo kodwa labanye abantu abavela kwezindawo bazaba bekhona ikakhulu bakhona abanye abavela ku-Ethiopia bakhona abanye abavela e-India bakhona abanye abavela kwezindawo inhlangothi eziningi ezehlukeneyo bazabuya bezogada khonapho bezokholisa ilanga lathi
okuyabe kudliwa kunathwa kujatshulwa lapha kugidwa amagabazi abekhona la
Yeah, babe khona sibili amagawazi silamajaha ahlabela ingoma zakithi ezasesikhalangeni ezi ingoma zesintu bese kusiba khona abanye njalo abahlabela irumba abakhona khona apa England bakhona abanye abahlabela njalo ababased endaweni esala la Germany labo bazoba bekhona bebuyile kulombuthano bakhona abanye abenza amabusiness ethize abanye bayenza ukupheka abanye bayenza ukuthunga abanye bayenza izinto eziningi ezijeneyo labanye abasebenza mhlambe asithi ama lawyer lani lani abanye abalama radio station bazo bebuya bezobukisa so siyabamema nje bonke abantu sikisondelani sizojabula lani uleli langa eliqhakazile elihle kakhulu leli esilimemile elizoba likhona eNottingham mhla ka 30
lo umnumzana Tifadube omunye wabaqoqe umkhosi wabosendo lesikhalanga ozaqhutshelwa eNottingham eBelitani mhla ka 30 ekupheleni kwayona le inyanga Ngeselichiye kancinyane ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo yeStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labasakhulayo.
Yikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama nguntungameli inkomo. Namhlanje ngisewange njalo ngixoxa lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeWange Residents Association umnumzana Fidelis Chima. Siphatha udaba lokusilela kwamanzi kuleli dolobho imisebenzi lokunye okuhluphayo. Mnumzana Chima, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga ntongamili labalaleli.
Akutsho ngodubo lwamanzi.
Umumo wakhona unzima. Indawo ezinjenge number 2 kuthiwa yiMadumabisa, indawo ethiwa yiMakhwikha, inumber 3 for the past 4 days bekungela manzi. And abantu resorted ukukha amanzi endaweni which are not protected.
Isizathu uthi kuyini umasipala nxa likhulumisana la?
I-problem eyohange ngeyokuthi indaba yamanzi eyinye iranwa yizinwa especially abahlala endaweni under i-local board then eyinye iranwa yi-colliery laba abahlala ezindlini eze-colliery. I-problem ekhona ngeyokuthi le indawo e-colliery amanzi kasaphumi abantu abaningi basebenzisa ama-public toilets. So nxa kungela amanzi you can imagine ukuthi ama-public toilets abe njani.
Abakha lapho kungavikelwanga khona yindawo enjani lapho abathola khona lawa manzi?
Amanzi lawa avela emayini, basebenzisa emayini. So amanzi lawa ayabegeleza abantu bahamba khona ngale ukuyokukha amanzi ukuthi begeze nokwenza okunye, bawasebenzisa okunye.
Yikuphi okunye okuhluphayo khona ngapho eWange ikakhulu sikhangela impilo yabontanga kuyini okulihluphayo kunye?
Ama-companies amaningi sesebenza ama-workers basebenza 2 months in, 2 months out, abanye bayenza 2 weeks in, 2 weeks out. So what it means is that indaba yemali sihlupha eWange, abantu abaningi sebaresorta into charcoal. Angene egangeni kuyenza i-charco, enumber 2, enumber 3, esendrela, lesemakhaya. Wonke umuntu has resorted to that because akuphela mali eWange, amakhampani kasabhadali, i-colliery eyayithenjiwe, phile more than 3 years ingabhadali ama-workers. So impilo eWange sinzima kakhulu.
Kula nhlelo abazenzayo abasakhulayo lapho elihlangana khona lani libona ukuthi lingenzani njengabontanga njengabantu?
EWange kuyahlupha. I-problem yokuthi akula ihlanganiso ezenza ama-income generating projects ezingakwazi ukuncedisa ontanga. Enye i-problem yokuthi thina njengenhlanganiso iWange Residents Association sine problem yokuthi amapholisa awafuni ukuthi si-operate singela memorandum of understanding and ukuthi sizuze i-memorandum of understanding from i-local board lakho kunzima because i-local board lehluphezayo babebona ngani
ngaba le memorandum of understanding will start to question ezinye izinto abaziyenzayo.
Ah, kuphoselo kugcina mnumzane.
Idaba lwamanzi njengenhlanganiso sithi iwangi colliery has failed to manage amanzi, layo izinwa futhi has failed to manage amanzi. Sifiso sethu ngesokuthi iwangi local board take over in terms of managing amanzi ewangi.
Hayi, isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye emnumzana, siyabonga. Lobe kungumnumzana Fidelis Chima, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeWange Residents Association. Besixoxa laye ekhona le eWange. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lila.
Siyabonga Ntungamile. Ngesizwe umculo wabafana be Men of Influence besithi kanye nawe.
Namhlanje yaqhutshu moya. Uthandaza Nkosi yami
yacela
ngiyacela mani hambe kanye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe
kanye
kanye Nkosi
kanye nawe Nkosi
yami
mani hambe mihla yo kanye nawe Nkosi
angifune
angifune yami
ndlela
mayiphele intando
yami
mangihambe mina
kanye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe
kanye
kanye
kanye nawe Nkosi
yangihambe
mangihambe mihla
yonke
kanye nawe Nkosi
angifisi
angifisi yoni mfuyo yize kimi Nkosi
yangicebile
ngicebile hela kakhulu Ngawo kimi Nkosi
angifisi
angifisi yoni mfuyo yize kimi Nkosi
ngicebile
ngicebile hela kakhulu Ngawo kimi Nkosi
kanye nawe
Mangihambe mihla
yonke
kanye nawe Nkosi
nomindlela
nomindlela inohlupho noma inde Nkosi noma iya ekolko ngiye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe
kanye
kanye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe Nkosi
mangihambe
mangihambe mihla
yonke
kanye nawe Nkosi
lilungile
lilungile chokwe lakho Sikumthwalo wako ngiyabonga nyisahamba kanye nawe Nkosi
kanye nawe
ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo sizwe imbono etshiyeneyo evela kubasekeli bebandla le MDCT kanye lelezanu PF ngezehlakalo zokutshengisela ebezisenzakala elizweni. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
You have-
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.